With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Black Friday and retailers pushing holiday deals all across these United States, trying to lure customers with promises of bigger discounts. The day after Thanksgiving still reigns as the unofficial kickoff to the shopping season. Ted Rossman is senior industry analyst with Bankrate.com. He says Black Friday is still huge at many malls.
Some people were up at 5 a.m. hitting the doorbusters, but a lot of people are shopping at home in their pajamas. But we actually found 59% are going to buy on Cyber Monday, 53% on Black Friday, and 50% on Small Business Saturday.
Also at SRNnews.com, it was not the best Thanksgiving for a number of members of Congress. Correspondent Norman Hall explains why.
Their offices say at least five Democratic members of Congress from Connecticut were targeted by bomb threats on their homes Thursday. Senator Chris Murphy and Representatives Jim Himes, Joe Courtney, John Larson, and Johanna Hayes all reported being the subject of such threats. Police who responded said they found no evidence of explosives on the lawmakers' properties. The bomb threats against Democrats happened a day after a number of President-elect Donald Trump's most prominent cabinet picks and appointees reported that they had received such threats, as well as swatting attacks in which perpetrators initiate an emergency law enforcement response against a victim under false pretenses. I'm Norman Hall.
Donald Trump creating a National Energy Council that will establish U.S. energy dominance around the world. It will be key in Trump's pledge to sell more oil to allies. Authorities say 27 people are dead, at least 100 missing, after a boat transporting them to a food market capsized in northern Nigeria. Search efforts are underway. This is SRN News. The Naughty and Nice List is out.
It's an annual compendium put together by Liberty Counsel, and it lists those retailers who refuse to make reference to Christmas in their seasonal advertising and those who embrace the holiday. On this year's naughty list are Barnes & Noble, Best Buy, The Gap, Old Navy, Neiman Marcus, and Dick's Sporting Goods. On the nice list, you will find Belk, Costco, Dillard's, Kohl's, and Walmart. You can see the entire list at lc.org. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A ban on male students using female restrooms from kindergarten through college has become law in Ohio. The bill was signed by the Republican governor there, Mike DeWine, this week. And public and private schools must designate separate restrooms, locker rooms, and all other overnight accommodations for the exclusive use of male or females based on their biological gender. This is SRN News. More than 200 Texas prisoners on a wait list for a special class.
It's the only class in the state that helps prepare them for life after they're released. Over 6 weeks, students in the Lee College Reentry class will talk about the effects of prison on their mental health, set tangible goals for life after they leave, and learn how to find employment. Lee College services 9 prison units, nearly all of which circle the town of Huntsville. Reentry programs aim to help prisoners make positive life choices during the transition, and research shows they can reduce recidivism and help former inmates join the workforce. John Scott reporting.
Cucumbers shipped to the U.S. and Canada and organic eggs sold in 25 Costco stores in 5 states have been recalled because of the potential for salmonella contamination. 11,000 cartons of 24-count organic eggs were sold under Costco's Kirkland signature brand. More details at srnnews.com.